Did it surprise you that Phil came to New York?
No, it didn't. He came down. We spoke, I don't know, a couple months ago, and he said that he'd been talking with Dolan a little and all that. And there was an interest, and I knew he was bored. He wanted to get back in. And then, you know, things cooled down, and I saw him in L.A. I was up to see a basketball game. USC was playing, so I went to a game. I saw him, and we talked. And the last words I said to him is like, because they went on a losing streak the next, I said, you know, Dolan's going to come back at you. Mm. And, like, sure enough, you know, a week later he called and said, you know, a week later he called and said, you know, he's going to have the job. Or he's going to accept the job. The press conference will be in like 3 days. So It didn't surprise me.
Now, let's talk about another surprise where supposedly Mr. Jim Buss had told Phil that he had the job and he woke up in the morning, it gone to D'Antoni. That must have been a big, big surprise.
I think it was a surprise. And, you know, I think it's...
Would you have come back with Phil?
Absolutely.
Mm.
I think
so.
I
you were surprised. You know, so you thought you had a job too then?
Well, I didn't know, you know, that he, you know, they had talked and all, but, you know, if he had asked me to come back, I certainly would have. But, you know, I think it, you know, for all the success that he had with the Lakers and all the things he did for that organization, you know, I just felt, and I think he really felt it, like, you know, they kind of dissed him a little in regards to, like, okay, you know, we want you to come back, and he asked for a little time, I think a day or whatever, to make his decision. Then, boom, they hit him with, you know, D'Antoni. I just, you know, he didn't deserve that.
What challenges does Phil and Derek Fisher have reestablishing the orange and blue to the top of the NBA?
Well, it's all about getting players at this point, you know.
Carmelo being number one, right?
Pardon me?
Carmelo being the first business of order.
Absolutely. You know, does Carmelo buy in? Does he want to still opt out? You know, if he does buy in and takes a little less money, you know, those are, you know, to be, you know, those are things to be decided. And then no draft picks over the salary cap. It's going to take a while. It's not a quick fix in New York. But I think, you know, they're on the right path with, excuse me, Phil, and, hiring somebody like Derek Fisher.
What attributes does Derek Fisher have that will make him, hopefully a great coach for New York Knickerbockers?
You know, this guy was a great leader. He was a great extension of the coach, Phil, and the coaching staff. Anything you wanted done, he did it. And he brought a lot of things to the table, and he was a great leader with his teammates. You know, like, he just brought so many intangibles. Like if there's a loose ball, it was Derek Fisher's in the course of a game.
Right.
You know, a long rebound, it was Derek Fisher's.
Shaq and Kobe fighting is Derek Fisher.
Yeah. You know, big shot. One of the pictures I have in my house is that shot he hit with 0.4 of a second left against San Antonio in the playoffs. That's one of the few pictures I have in my house.
Yeah.
That's a big, big one. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, jump ball, late in the game, he's up against a bigger opponent. We get to jump ball because he's going to leave early when the ball's, before the ball's tossed, a little early. Jump
little guy's got to do that.
And, you know, that's right. I mean, he's such an intangible guy. He was always the first guy there. Always the last to leave. You know, I was amazed. He always had this personal trainer guy. I think he was an ex-Navy SEALs guy, you know, working with different things. So, I mean, he's just an incredible professional.
We got to wrap it up here. Did you ever think that Phil might have coached the Knicks, or he, as he said, they just wasn't physically able? But I read Genie encouraged him to go back on the bench.
No way. When we had dinner down here a couple months ago, physically I don't think he can do it. I mean, it's such a grind with the traveling, and he can't get out and demonstrate like he wanted to demonstrate. And this guy's had both hips replaced. He's had a knee replaced. He's had his back fused, as you well know, when he was a player.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to be 69 in September. And, you know, it's just been so hard for him to do. But I think, you know, he's just one of those guys that can channel his basketball knowledge in a different direction, and that is running the team. I think, you know, he will be very successful. And if he didn't think he could succeed, he would not have taken the job.